fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Frank Salt. Now, you will have seen Frank's name all around the island. You're probably Malta's most famous estate agent, branches everywhere you turn. I know you actually through Rotary, but also you once had a radio station.
Yes, I did, yeah.
When was that?
Gosh, a long time ago, about 20, 25 years ago.
Okay. Did you actually DJ as well, or were you...
Sometimes I did, but no, I left it to the experts. We had some very good presenters in those days.
Mm-hmm. And is it a musical station as well?
It was an English language musical station, yes. It was the first English language station, and we were situated, our offices were in Floriana.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an outside broadcast unit. It was a very, very good station.
Yeah? And so you've always had a love for music or broadcast in general?
I just liked broadcasting to people and giving people something to enjoy, you know. Because even me, the choice of songs which I've given you, the choice is because I would like those particular songs depending on which mood I'm in.
Okay.
And so everybody's in a different mood, and I like to give them different music.
Different music to play with. So the first one on your list here was The Chariots of Fire.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's a very inspiring,
mm-hmm.
a very inspiring song, and it's for somebody that's feeling down and don't quite make what they want to do, and they want to get up back off their on their feet and try it again. And it's a lovely song. It's a beautiful film, and mm-hmm. the music, so invigorating. It's beautiful.
And it's quite a long song, but if you just give yourself time to...
Oh, just relax and just get it inside your system and off you go.
Mm. So this is one you listen to still?
Well, I would listen to any time because I always feel that everybody needs at any one time to sort of, you know, get up and do something again properly.
Mm-hmm.
And we all try to do the best in life, but sometimes we need that extra little push.
Yep. That's right. So we're going to have a bit of Chariots of Fire by Vangelis.
Thank you.
Now, the next one, Roy Orbison. Loved Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
So this is Blue Bayou?
Blue Bayou.
Bayou, okay.
Yeah, now, I used to like singing when I was young.
Okay.
I always wished I could play the guitar, but I couldn't. I could never make my left hand do anything different than my right hand, so I got into a real mess. But I used to like singing. In fact, we had a group at university, which was the Beatles group of university, copy group. And we used to sing things like, you know, I could smother you, you unmarried mother, you. We just can't keep it a secret anymore. It was a medical group. And I want to hold your gland. That was a good one. But one of the things, you know, in karaoke especially, I like is Roy Orbison, and I used to love this particular song. Blue Bayou is absolutely fabulous.
Okay, so we're going to have a listen to that, but I'm going to talk to you a bit more about your singing, because I've witnessed it.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. See my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back.
Once at a birthday party of yours, I don't know which one it was, but it was at your home, and you suddenly took the microphone and started belting, and I'm dancing away in the corner, not realising it was you singing. Actually, yeah. You were that good.
Well, I used to love singing. Believe me, I used to love it. And you know, as you grow older, you look back on those days, but I really enjoyed them. Yeah,
yeah.
Really nice.
Do you still belt out a few in the shower now?
Yep. Or, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And there's sorts of tracks on here that you sing.
Well, this particular one, the Orbison's nice, and there are a few others there which I would like to sing, but I couldn't get anywhere near the quality.
Well, we'll have a go. But this is it leads us nicely into the I Have a Dream by ABBA. So you might have had a dream that you'd have been a famous singer one day.
No, I don't think so. I had a dream. In fact, you know, you say that it's funny that you say that my name is all over the island. When I first came to Malta, and I didn't even know what I was going to do, I told my wife one day, I just said to her, listen, I said, you're going to see my name all over the island. And so before I went into real estate.
Okay.
And then would you believe for sale boards everywhere?
Right. I think people think you're actually fictitious, that Frank Salt wasn't a real person.
Well, I once met one of the American ambassadors, and she said to me, I thought you were just a name. And I said, well, no, I'm sorry. I am a person, so here I am, you know.
So now we're going to sing our socks off to I Have a Dream by ABBA.
help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels when I know the time is right for me. I'll cross the stream, I have a dream.
By the Shadows, real sort of guitar thing going on. Is that your?
Well, I told you already that I really wish I could play the guitar. If I could play the guitar, I would be in heaven, really. But I can't do it. So I really love listening to people who can play the guitar properly. And of course, the Shadows were absolutely fantastic, and the music they played, very invigorating, very mm-hmm. melodious. I loved it.
So these are all quite upbeat tracks here, actually, but yeah. all very good musically.
Good music. I mean, even the ABBA one. If you want to be invigorated, if you want to be lifted up a little bit when you're feeling down, you know, And in my business, I mean, it's a very good business to be in. It's a wonderful thing to earn money and help people at the same time. But there are times when you come down, you feel down because you just lost a sale or something's happened. And when you get these sort of music to play and just sort of get you back on your feet again, I love music that gets people back on their feet again.
And do you have this like playing in your offices or in your car when you're driving around?
I could do, whatever. I just play at home. I like CDs. I don't like this newfangled. It confuses me and I don't understand it. So
I make you laugh because I still like CDs and I've still got a CD player in my car because I do like to sort of skip my tracks and know what's coming next and not have, like, say, just these playlists. Yeah, it's a bit too modern for me as well, Frank. Don't worry about that at all. But so we're going to listen to Apache by The Shadows. Quite a long one, but I think we'll try and play as much of this one as we can. It's a really lovely. I'm singing in my head already, but I'm trying not to sing it on the mic. Now, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Where were you when this came out?
Well, let me tell you, I was never a great supporter of Queen. Maybe because they sort of just passed me by. I was too busy doing other things. And then one day I heard my future son-in-law sing it at Voices. And he sang it really, really well. And I thought, wow, that's a lovely song. It's long, but it's got about seven different tracks, which each by themselves could be a beautiful song.
Okay.
And I heard him sing it, and I thought, well, let me listen to the real thing now. And I did, and ever since then, I have become hooked on this band, which is absolutely amazing.
They are, aren't they? And yes. The video for this one, actually, is one of those things that just sticks in your head.
Incredible.
Doesn't matter how old it's
probably
gets.
One of the most beautiful songs ever written.
So we're going to listen to that in its entirety. That's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway,
the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Just gotta get out.
Now, this one's a bit sad for me. Andrea Bocelli, Time to Say Goodbye. Gives me the shivers.
It is, but, you know, I've heard him sing it with so many people. Each time he sang it, he sang it so well, and it sounded so nice. You know, I could just listen and play this time and time again and enjoy it every single time. And, you know, as a man, I admire him a lot. The fact that he can do what he does, being blind, absolutely amazing how he does it. His presence is good, his character is good, his singing is absolutely, his timing is perfect. When you're blind, that's absolutely amazing.
Especially if, you, like you said, you're singing with other people.
With other people, yes. And each time he sang with other people, he sang it so beautifully.
Do you travel to hear music as well? Or
Sometimes, but not to. Once I went with my wife and my friends to go and see the concert of André Rieu, and we all paid our fare and flight and tickets. And when we got there, we found out that his friend was ill. So he cancelled London, Birmingham, Manchester concerts, just like that, bang. Mm. So everybody that travelled all that way to see him, suddenly, you know, I thought the show must go on no matter what happens. But ever since that moment, I wouldn't go to see an André Rieu concert if you paid me. You know?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell the story that you jumped in and saved the day.
No, not at all. No. He was a trumpet player or something. Oh. He died. It's very sad that he died, but I don't think he should have cancelled all those concerts. Mm. Then told us that we could go and see another one if we wanted to, you know.
Yeah, they don't appreciate people actually
going all that way. Yeah. All that way, yeah.
So, well, he's not on our list.
No, he's not. No, he never would. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be. No.
But we've got Time to Say Goodbye by Andrea Bocelli first.
Sogno all'orizzonte manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me.
Now this I can see you singing. This is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. That must have been your heyday.
Well, anything that the Bee Gees sing is exciting, is beautiful, melodious. And again, I don't know whether you went to see the Voices concerts, but they did a sort of takeoff of this,
okay,
Staying Alive, and it really was funny. Very, very, very funny. And to see the real thing, to remember the funny side of it with Voices, it's one of the songs that sticks in my mind, and I love it. I love the music. I love the way they sing it. It's one of my favourite songs.
And it's one of those that you cannot fail. You have to move something.
You've got to move something. Absolutely.
You'll be jigging in your seat and trying to hit those notes.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. We won't try that.
No, definitely I wouldn't.
Leave it to the professionals. So this is the Bee Gees with Staying Alive.
Your time.
I love this Phantom of the Opera. Have you actually seen music, the Phantom of the Opera?
I would see it 100 times if I could.
Okay.
It is one of those plays which you, operas which you see, and you'll see time and time and time and time again and never get fed up.
Okay.
The music in the opera is absolutely out of this world. It sticks with you. It makes you feel, makes you a funny sort of shiver down your spine when you hear it. It's I couldn't get tired of it. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful play, beautiful operetta. It's very nice. I love it. And this particular song, wow.
Why did you pick this one, Music of the
Night?
I like it.
Yeah? I like it. It's eerie. It's nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And it just takes you back.
Takes me back, and I like listening to things which bring back memories. And this was it's a nice one. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Ah, so it's Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Its splendor, grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling night, and listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before.
The power.
then Unchained Melody, The Righteous Brothers. Oh, this actually reminds me of my parents a bit.
Well, let me tell you something. The Unchained Melody was brought out originally by some Negro group, but it's been sang by very, very many people. But the one which I think is the nicest and sung the most beautiful is by the Righteous Brothers. Not the Righteous Brothers, actually, the Righteous Brother, because it's only one person singing it.
Okay.
but he sings it so well, it's so beautiful. It has to be, in my personal opinion, the nicest song ever written by anybody.
Okay.
And this chap has sung it so beautifully, because we remember the song and the film. Is it Ghost or something?
Yes, Ghost. Yes, yeah. That's right, yeah.
I mean, people remember it because of that, but I remember it when the Righteous Brothers actually sang it, and first time it came out, it was so melodious and so beautiful.
In black and white.
In black and white. go on, yeah.
No, but I remember seeing, used to see old, not Top of the Pops or whatever it was called, Soul Trains or whatever, and you would see this then.
Sort of go back on YouTube and see it, yeah. You know, I love going back on YouTube and seeing these songs. They're beautiful.
Ah, so we're going to listen to Unchained Melody, and we're going to try not to pry to that one.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along. Lonely time, and time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you. Still more, I need your love. I need your love. God, speak your love to. To the sea, to the open arms of the sea, yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Now, the last song, Go West by the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, very nice song, very jolly song. I love it. It's a very sentimental song for me.
And it just, another one of those, gets you out of your seat.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're going to have a listen to that one and finish off the show. It's been absolutely wonderful talking to you. I thought you'd have more mischievous stories to share with me. We'll get those off air, probably. Hey?
Maybe.
Thank you very much, Frank Salt, for joining me on this week's Musical Memories.
Oh,
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.